Well, today I am with Gail Miller, and I'm very excited to interview her. She has some very unique approaches to art. Gail, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, great, great. Tell us a little bit more about how you started your journey in art. I know you've been painting probably for a little while.
Yes, I have, for about 40 years.
Oh, my goodness.
I've always been interested in art. And when I left home after high school and went to college, I took art classes in college. And then when I moved from West Texas to Dallas, I worked with or took workshops and classes with several well-known artists in the Richardson and Dallas area, and did several juried shows in Richardson and Dallas, San Antonio, and several places in Texas.
So almost immediately your work was well received then, huh?
It was very well received, yes.
Excellent. Well, that's a great start for an artist, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Did you start off with watercolor or oil?
I started off with oils, and then when I had my family, I had to speed it up because there was not time to wait for the oils, and that was 40 years ago, so it's not like the oils today.
Sure.
So I had to wait for the oils to dry, and I'm an impatient person.
Okay.
So with a family, my time to paint was limited. And so the watercolor just seemed to click for me. And then I fell in love with the transparency of it. And it just seemed to be what worked for me at that time.
Excellent. You know, a lot of my readers have children. How many children do you have, Gail?
I have 2 and 3 grandchildren.
Oh, wonderful. So, you know, oftentimes people say, I'm just so busy, I can't even think about, doing something creative. But you found a niche for yourself and a way to be able to do that little by little while you were raising 2 kids, right?
Yes.
So these paintings that we're going to show today on the blog are 2 different mediums. One, of course, is the watercolor, and then the second, you're utilizing acrylic. Is that correct?
Yes, I use acrylic on authentic navigation charts, and I started doing these charts for a national gallery in Miami when we were transferred from Dallas to Miami in 1989. I started working with this gallery in 2003, I believe, doing the navigation charts and commissions with the navigation charts. So these are NOAA, most of them are NOAA charts.
And that's the National Oceanic and how's that go, Gail?
It's National Ocean. I'm not sure.
I'll find out.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's National Oceanic something.
Yeah, it's long.
Right. So, what was the genesis of this? Are you or your family sailors or boaters? Or?
No, actually, my husband worked for this, he was the vice president and general manager of this gallery. And they had another artist that was from New York that were doing the charts from this gallery and for this gallery. And so he was my lead into the gallery, and he suggested that they give me a try, and they were well received. And so I did those until we retired and moved to Dunellen in 2015.
Mm-hmm. Are people curious about your process with the charts and the paintings on them? How do you receive your inspiration, or do they ask for certain things on the charts?
Yeah, I do commissions with their boats or their subject matter, lighthouses. I've done numerous commissions, like Michigan, Lake Champlain, New York, Caribbean, Hawaiian Islands, and Florida, all over Florida, Florida Keys. And if they have a special vacation spot, or if they, and I've even done military monuments and airplanes on them.
Oh my goodness.
So there's a variety of different subject matter. And the charts mean things to people because they can, if it's a place that they have always been vacationing, or a place that they has a warm spot in their heart, they will use, I will use their subject matter and put it on that chart for them.
And it sounds like you started off sort of with a bang. Have you ever found yourself to be a bit frustrated with your
art? Yeah, lots of times. Very frustrated.
Tell us a little bit about that and how you moved yourself out of that, or what moved you out of that frustration.
I was especially frustrated when I moved from Texas to Florida. Because I really didn't have time. My kids were in high school at that time, and there were so many places that I had to be that I just didn't have time to really concentrate on what I really love to do, and that is paint. And when I get frustrated, I back off for a while, and then just try to approach it with a positive attitude and work that way. But that's
so do you get a new perspective? Do you do anything to, you know, help you get that perspective? Walk?
Oh, yes, I do. I walk all the time.
Yeah. What kind of what inspired you for the...
Nature.
Okay, yes. Let's talk a little bit more about that, because... Also, in the images that you sent me of the paintings, there were three that weren't the chart paintings. Cattails on the Pond, Rainbow River. Is that one or I?
That's Rainbow River one.
One.
It is a series that I've done of the Rainbow River here in Denellen. And that is the number one painting that I did of that river that is just absolutely beautiful. And we actually rented a boat and went out on that river and took pictures.
Wow.
The water is incredibly beautiful. So that nature just inspires me. My dad was a large animal veterinarian in West Texas. And I grew up around the ranchers, and so I was out on those ranches a lot. So nature has just always been an inspiration to me.
So you know, you've taken some photographs, and then do you just sort of sit down and work with the watercolor, or do you have a design in your mind that you pull from the photograph?
I usually pull from the photograph. I use it as a reference, but I usually pull from it. Don't do it exactly like the photograph. And I always trying to do something that will set my work apart from other artists' work.
I can see that. Particularly, I thought the offset peach and wine iris was very intriguing and unusual. Tell us about that one.
That painting I have done, I don't know how many of those I've done, but every one of them sells.
Does it?
Yeah, every one of them sells, and they are just, the flower itself, the iris itself, just lends itself to the transparency of watercolor. And so, and I love to do them, which is pretty obvious with the different colors that I've done in them. So Yes, and I'm a member of the Rainbow Spring Art Cooperative here, and they are selling very well there.
I can imagine so. And, you know, I noticed the word that you use fairly consistently in our conversation, and that is love. It seems to me that you just pour your love into these nature scenes. And, you know, a part of you is put in them.
Yes, it is.
Am I correct?
Is that? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly are.
Do you have anything to share with our readers on life in the creative lane? You know, some of our readers are not creative but admire creative people. Some would like to be more creative. So what would you like to share with
anybody
them?
That tries to paint or to with any medium?
Mm-hmm.
I just admire people that try to do any kind of artwork. It's an expression of themselves, and to see people, and even with my grandkids, I love to watch them and talk to them when they're doing a piece of, you know, a drawing or a piece of work,
mm-hmm.
and listen to the creative side they have.
Mm.
So, yes.
So you're about encouraging them and
yes.
loving what it is that they're doing as well, too.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like you take commissions. Is that right?
I do take commissions.
Yeah. Good. And when's your next show, Gail?
I am doing a show here in Dunellen
mm-hmm.
at the Baptist Church here, the Catholic Church.
All right.
John the Baptist, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm doing the Inverness Show and the Rainbow Springs Art Show that is held here in Dunellen, but this will be my fifth year to do that show.
Wow.
And that's it for right now. I'm not sure. I did the Manatee Festival last year in Crystal River,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not sure that I'm going to do that again this year.
Right.
So.
Well, I'll, you know, for some of our listeners, I just want to clarify, that's Dunellen, Florida.
Dunellen, Florida.
Right, and I'll probably see you at the Inverness show. I'll be visiting up there. I probably won't be showing anything up there, but I'll be able to, you know, give you a big hug.
Okay, good.
At the Inverness show. So
I'm wanting to mention that I'm a member of the Marion Cultural Alliance. The Art Center of Citrus County, the Rainbow Springs Art Cooperative, and Brooksville City Hall Art Gallery.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. So now let me just review how people can contact you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, 352-489-4055. That's the best number?
Yes, and I have a website.
All right, www.nauticalchart.com. art.com. That's
correct.
Nautical, nauticalchart, chart, chart, art, art.com. nauticalartchart.com.
Yes.
No, nauticalchartart.com.
nauticalchartart.com. It's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful, Gail. Well, I have certainly enjoyed visiting with you. Is there anything?
The other email, mm-hmm. I want not to interrupt you, but the other
okay.
email for that website
mm-hmm.
is Gail, G-A-Y-L-E, mm-hmm. my L-L-E-R, 943@gmail.com.
All right. Gail Miller, 943@gmail.com. And that's
uh-huh.
Gail with G-A-Y-L-E.
Yes.
Right. Anything else you'd like to mention or add?
No, I think that's pretty much
right.
it.
Well, we have enjoyed, I particularly have enjoyed interviewing you and featuring your artwork. And as I said, I hope to give you a big hug in Inverness, and maybe I'll see you in Brooksville as well.
That's good.
All right. You have a wonderful summer, Gail, and thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Can I ask you a couple of questions?
All right. Hold on a second.